I knew, I'm all tangled, I'm caught in a spider web, Miles, help me, Jesus, there we go, what happened to the opener, what I was trying to say, there it is, I knew I shouldn't have gotten these 3 6-packs. When I went out to get the paper to check on the race results, that paper, the guy gypped me. It only had the first 3 races, and then usually by this time, you know, they give you all 9. So I went out to get a paper. Bashful, lovely boy that I am. Beautiful, yeah. Shit. Okay. Let's try the next one. I wanted to overthrow the government, but all I brought down was somebody's wife. $30, 20 men on 20 horses, and 1 fox. And look here, they write, you are a dupe for the state, the church. You are in the ego dream. Read your history. Study the monetary system. Note that the racial war is 23,000 years old. Well, I remember 20 years ago, sitting with an old Jewish tailor, his nose in the lamplight like a cannon sighted on the enemy. And there was an Italian pharmacist who lived in an expensive apartment in the best part of town. We plotted to overthrow a tottering dynasty. The tailor sewing buttons upon a vest, the Italian poking a cigar in my eye, lighting me up. A tottering dynasty myself. Always drunk as possible, well-read, starving, depressed, but actually a good piece of ass would have solved all my rancor. But I didn't know this. I listened to my Italian and my Jew, and I went out down dark alleys smoking borrowed cigarettes and watching the backs of houses come down in flames. But somewhere we missed. We were not men enough, large or small enough. Or we only wanted to talk, or we were bored. So the anarchy fell through. And the Jew died, and the Italian grew angry because I stayed with his wife when he went down to the pharmacy. He did not care to have his personal government overthrown. And she overthrew easy. And I had some guilt. The children were asleep in the other bedroom. But later, I won $200 in a crap game and took a bus to New Orleans. And I stood on the corner listening to the music coming from bars. And then I went inside to the bars. And I sat there thinking about the dead Jew. How all he did was sew on buttons and talk. And how he gave way, although he was stronger than any of us. He gave way because his bladder would not go on. And maybe that saved Wall Street and Manhattan and the church and Central Park West and Rome and the Left Bank. But the pharmacist's wife, she was nice. She was tired of bombs under the pillow and kissing the Pope. And she had a very nice figure, very good legs. But I guess she felt as I, that the weakness was not government, but man, one at a time. That men were never as strong as their ideas, and that ideas were governments turned into men. And so it began on a couch with a spilled martini, and it ended in the bedroom. Desire, revolution, nonsense ended. And the shades rattled in the wind, rattle like sabers, crack like cannon. And 30 dogs, 20 men on 20 horses, chased one fox across the fields under the sun. And I got out of bed and yawned and scratched my belly and knew that soon, very soon, I would have to get very drunk again.